What's up, y'all, and welcome to the pilot of Chat with Kay. What's up? What's up, dude? How y'all doing? How y'all living? What's up, y'all? It's been a long time coming, but look, I finally got some equipment. Yay! I got it for Mother's Day. I'm so excited. I'm so elated. Y'all, I was like, I gotta record. And I have recorded like 3 times and realized that it wasn't actually recording because I'm just figuring out what I'm doing. And so, yeah, I appreciate you guys for sticking around and listening to me right now. If you don't know me, I'm Kat. Hi, how are you doing? I'm Kat. I'm married with 3 kids. I'm a stay-at-home wife and mom. I don't work. I'm living a soft life, I guess you would say. But yeah, I love it here. And this is just me just talking about my journey, what's going on with me, you know what I'm saying? Because some people are interested, and I thought I would, like, share, you know, my journey. Right now, you can also catch me on the Milso podcast, Balanced Life, the series. If you check out my Instagram, The Cat is Golden, you will find us there. You could find that podcast. And on that podcast, we're just talking about how we're balancing life. We're 2 Libras born on the same day at the same time, making life happen with a lot of synchronicities. So again, like, y'all make sure y'all check out our series Balance Life on Milso Podcast. Again, you can find that on my page at The Cat is Golden on Instagram. You'll find it pinned at the top of my page, Milso Podcast Balance Life series. But right now, here you are. You are at the spot where we chill and we vibe it out. It's Chat with Cat. I just talk about a lot of different things that's going on in my life, you know, how it is being a stay-at-home wife and mom, the process. You know, I just thought that it would make more sense for an audio version of me speaking longer, because a little chat with cats are just like a little 90-second clip. I can't really say everything that I wanted to say, or, you know. So I thought I'd just create this little, you know, audio version of Chat with Kat. So I appreciate y'all for checking me out. Again, this is just a pilot version, just, you know, get to know me, get into some things. Besides that, y'all, I just graduated with my master's in marriage and family studies, you know. I'm real excited about that. A lot of people keep asking me, well, what's next, what's next, what's next? But baby, you just gonna have to sit back and relax and enjoy the show and find out what is next, baby. Because all I know is big things popping. And with God on my side, there ain't nothing stopping. You understand it? You understand me? So yeah, like, I just wanted to get into what I've been up to, what's been going on with me, blah, 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 blah. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot. It's a lot. So for starters, I don't even know when I like. Okay, so the last time I probably made like a real chat with Kat was probably January, New Year's. Like, that's how far we gotta go back, y'all. Like, it was New Year's. And I had started my, I want to say, I know people always talk about they on their spiritual journey, and you get this, like, people being woke and people being on this different, you know, stage of life. But I really do think that it's important that you get to know God for yourself. And not only that, you need to get to know yourself and understand things for yourself, and not just off of the basis of what you've learned and what you believe your beliefs are. And for me, my journey started back in September. Like, it was probably September. Yeah, September. It was probably so y'all, it's like a whole story time, but I have to do that for another day because that was a crazy story time. Basically, I was about to go with this popular she's a popular Instagram content. I mean, she's a content creator, okay? And she's pretty popular. And I was about to go with her to, like, an event that she was having over a weekend. And, y'all, it was just, like, a lot of drama. It's just crazy. That's another story for another day. And that's just, like, a story for discretion, using discretion. Because, listen, I've learned a lot. I realize that I'm a person that is very, sometimes I'm too trusting of people. And, you know, I have to learn to just, everybody is good. Everybody has good in them, right? But everybody doesn't have good intentions. And that's the thing that I have learned. And I have learned to, like, be cautious of people, if you know what I'm saying. But anyways, that's the story for another day. But besides that, I had decided to, you know, I had started reading, like, Gnostic. Like, I don't know if you guys heard about the Gnostic Bibles or the Gnostic books. They're, like, books that were never put into the Bible. They have been considered to put into the Bible. But anyways, they are stories of when Jesus was talking to Thomas and a few other disciples about basically consciousness and subconscious, right? And I had been like seeing like a lot of YouTube videos because I've been like on my own little, you know, whatever. I had been seeing all of these videos and stuff about like subconscious and conscious, and I'm like, I want to learn more about that because, mind you guys, my degree is in psychology, so I've always been interested in the mind and how it works and et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so anyway, time goes on. I'm in school studying for my master's, and then it's like, oh, I have to have a internship. And like, I'm like stressing the freak out, y'all. Like, I am not prepared for no internship. Like, I don't want to do an internship. No. Like, you know, that's the introvert in me. That's like, I don't want to do this, right? So whatever, I don't have a choice because if I want to graduate, I have to do this, right? So I reached out to this lady. And during this time, I'm like watching all these like videos about your subconscious and your conscious. Like, this is how it gets so crazy for me. And this is how I know that it wasn't anything but God, right? Okay, so like, I'm watching all these videos about your conscious and your subconscious mind or whatever. And I'm like, a manifestation and all this. I'm like, okay, God, like, is this, you know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to go on an alternate path because, y'all, let me tell y'all, spirituality and understanding yourself is a whole different, like, avenue that you know what I'm saying? I don't know. I don't even know if I'm getting to that right here because I know that we're talking about this on the Balanced Life series, right? But I have realized that it's like a lot of different like twists and turns and roads that you can go down and you can get lost, right? But anyways, I'm sitting here, I'm learning about the manifestation and all of this stuff like that, right? And I'm like, let me see. Even though I've been doing this, like in retrospect, this is something I've been doing, like I've been like showing out in this way in my life, right? Anyways, I'm like, okay, Lord, I'm about to test this out. Manifestation. All right. So, you know, visualization. That was what I was learning about. Visualize how you want everything to go. I'm not good with interviews, y'all. Like, I really don't like interviews. Like, I'm usually a nervous person. I'm not claiming it on myself anymore. But in the past, I've been like a person that's nervous and not always confident, right? In the past. So, boom. I seen what this lady looked like because I looked at her picture on her website. So I saw what she looked like. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to close my eyes and I'm going to visualize myself talking to her. So I visualized myself talking to her and this interview and going well. And you know what I'm saying? And that I'm going to get this internship. So literally I get on here. I'm nervous. Like, it's time for my internship. I get up here. I'm nervous. heart racing, like, oh my God, like, is she gonna like me? Is it gonna be tough? You know what I'm saying? But I get up here and it's not her asking me questions about like, she's not asking me questions about like what I know and my knowledge, and because that's what I thought she was gonna question me on. She's literally talking to me about myself. Excuse me. Asking me what do I want to change about myself. Asking me if she was to ask my family members, my friends, and the people around me, like, what they would want her to help me with, what would they say? And I don't know, like, she really got to me. And then I sat there and I went in there and I told her everything. And, like, I'm literally sitting up there crying on Zoom with this lady. I'm supposed to be in an interview. And I'm just like, oh, my God, I'm sitting up here crying. And she was like, you know what? I'm going to get you right, sweetheart. I'm going to get you right. So she's going on and on. And she asked me what did I want to do and what was something I wanted to do. And I said I wanted a couples retreat. That was something that she asked me at the beginning of the call, right? So, y'all. Like, I'm sitting there, the interview's going on, and it's going well. Like, we're talking, like, she's telling me about her family, you know what I'm saying, her living situation. She's really talking to me, and I'm talking to her. Like, it doesn't feel like an interview, it feels more like a conversation. And then she's like, you know what, I'm going to have you as my intern. I'm going to strip you of your beliefs. And when she said that to me, I'm like, what do you mean strip me of my beliefs? Like, I'm not sure how to take that. Like, I'm automatically kind of like, oh, what is she about to do? Like, you know? So anyways, y'all, she continues and she says, you know, the first thing I wanted to do is have a marriage retreat. And when you said that, I knew, like, this was divine intervention, basically, is what, you know, basically, like, and that's what I felt like. You know, I have this thing where I always get chills. Y'all, I got chills. I was like, wow, okay. And then I went there, y'all, and it was, like, the best experience that I've had. I really do appreciate the opportunity because I've learned so much about myself. I learned so much about other people. I just learned a lot, and I'm just really looking forward to like growing even more and being a better version of myself so that I can help other people grow. And, you know, so yeah, like that's basically it. I went to this internship and she has like a holistic practice where, of course, you know, the regular therapy and everything, but then she also is into like hypnotherapy, timeline therapy, neuro-linguistic programming, like all of the stuff that I'm interested in, y'all, because I just know that our minds are so powerful and God gave us the gift to do so many things, and I don't know how to do it. I don't know about y'all. Like, y'all think these people that just be reading tarot cards and telling fortunes are just like magical? No. Like, you're magical too. We're all magical because that's the way God created us, but it's up to us to tap into those things. But yeah, that's a story for another day, y'all. That's just like a glimpse of what I've been, you know, having going on with me. So I met her daughter-in-love, as she would say, and found out that me and her shared birthdays. And we had a lot in common, and we both wanted to do a podcast. She already had her podcast series going, and this just happened to be, I guess, fate in a way, because it's like, dang, we both want to get something started. And then I think that it just kind of pushed me to get back into myself and get back into my desires and the things that I want to get into. So yeah, like, I just decided to hop on here and just give y'all a little piece of me, a little intro, you know what I'm saying, a little pilot, because I plan to post every week. I think that I'm gonna just probably go live, but I don't know yet. I'm just figuring it out, but I do know I wanted to test out my mic and in my little studio that I just put together that I'm still working on. So when I get my visual set up, y'all ready? Okay, but yeah. once that is up, y'all see it. But I really appreciate y'all listening and tuning in. I'm not going to keep this too long because people got stuff to do and it's already 15 minutes. I'll catch you guys on the next episode of Chat with Kat. I love you.